The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, a good morning, 812. Brock, Hunter.
How you doing? Good morning.
Yes. Today, we got a mix of sunshine and clouds, high at 36. Tonight, freeze and rain developing after 10. Turn into rain towards the morning again. Low.
Jeez, dude.
Your face is like, oh my God, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
I was waiting for you to get that lamb chop, pop it out, start singing.
I have one.
It's laying by your bed.
God. That's two references.
Yeah.
To pull in my putt that you've made.
I'm sorry. It's Tuesday.
Pull your putt Tuesday. What? Low of 32 tonight. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
I think that was your WTF.
Right there. Right there. All right. I want you to listen to this first, and then we're going to talk about it.
You don't have to respect them. What is this logic? Your parents are two people who just wanted a good night together and then they had you. You don't have to respect them for that. Having a child makes your life in society much easier. They owe you, if anything. They claim that you gave them joy when you were born. Many of them claim this. So basically you are their asset. Why should you respect them? You respect them if you feel like respecting them.
So that right there is a 27-year-old guy in India who wants to sue his parents for bringing him into the world without his permission. That was the recent video that he posted on his YouTube page. He talks about how we shouldn't automatically respect our elders, including our parents. And this kid didn't get beat enough as a child.
You should have came to me first.
Hey. You listen. What's your mom going to do? Talk to your dad's balls?
Hey.
Anybody in there?
You in there?
All right. All you little guys in there and gals listening.
Hey.
So me and your dad are about to get frisky. I just want to make sure you're okay with that. If you don't want to, just hang back. Hang back.
Is it cool? Is it cool?
If you don't want to come out and play, that's fine.
Yeah, we're good with it. We're cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, here's the thing. Okay, I will say, automatically respecting someone because they're old, I don't think is necessary because old people can be dicks, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You do have a sense of earned respect, but I respect my parents more than anyone.
Absolutely.
Because they've given me opportunities. They've supported me in things. Of course, like any parents, they got to be parents. But you respect them for what they've done for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, the more, the older you get, the more you go through life, the more you realize, you know, what they actually do.
Or you realize how terrible you were as a kid.
Oh, man. I should put them through hell.
I should be giving my parents money every single day. Seriously. I'm sorry.
You ever think about that? Like, how did I pay for stuff in, high school? I didn't have a job.
You know why? Because your parents were nice enough to take the money that they earned and give it to you so you could just waste it.
Yeah. You know, a $20 bill. You know how long I can make a $20 bill last as a sophomore in high school?
Dad, can I have $20? I just gave you $20. What did you do with it? Yeah. Well, this kid needs it. You know what? Yeah. What his parents need to do? Warm up that backhand.
No.
Right on the face.
Powder that puppy up, man. Pimp slap to the face.
They didn't ask me if I wanted to be here. And I think that's kind of rude. Gee, good God.
You know what? So let's just put it out there. If you guys going to do it, you know, Tuesday night lovemaking, you know what? Maybe ask.
I mean, don't tap too hard on it.
It depends. If you have those Kmart nails, be careful.